Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Keep Meeting Together. There is a serious concern that many churchgoers have gotten complacent and content remaining at home after executive orders and governmental health guidelines place restrictions on the physical and social gatherings. While some congregations and groups have cited constitutional infringement of their rights to assemble and freedom of religion and ignored these guidelines, most congregations have tried to comply with the directives coming from the government. As a result, it has left church pastors and leaders looking for alternative ways and means to get the church together. The church relies on social meeting and interaction to carry out its commission to make disciples of all nations and to meet the physical and spiritual needs of the members of the church. Social interaction is critical in the life and function of the church and is why the Hebrew writer said for the church not to forsake the assembly of themselves, as some have done. Yet this is what many members of the church are doing during this pandemic. Many have taken the close until further notice posture as it relates to the church. The main excuse for this is the faulty notion that the church can't meet unless it is inside four walls. But the confines of a physical structure is not required for the church to assemble and gather, especially today with the means and tools God has made available for the church to use. To their praise and credit, pastors and church leaders are adapting to the restrictions that have come upon them and are implementing ways for church members to stay in touch, meet, teach, learn, and hear the gospel as an assembly. Some are using conference calls where they can all come together and listen to each other. Some are using video conferencing to do the same, as well as see each other. Some are gathering outside as the weather permits and watching and listening within the cars and trucks while the service is broadcast over shortwave radio and amplifiers. Some have begun to bring people inside while adhering to physical and social distancing protocols. Some are streaming their service live over the internet, and people are able to see and hear it as well as comment and respond to the messages. None of these methods are ideal and can replace unrestricted assembly in one place, but they are the best that can be done under the circumstances. But this means that the church is not closed, is still meeting, and is still doing what it has been called to do. Therefore, let us begin to look at this situation as a time to expand. Encourage the members of the church to come to the meeting the church is having. Look for ways to get involved in the meeting. Get up on Sunday morning, get dressed, and assemble with the church in whatever form the meeting is taking place. Be patient and long-suffering if and when things go just right or don't go just right or as expected. In the final analysis, God will not judge us on our meeting style or method or how well it was done, but rather on whether we were in the meeting, doing what we could to see that the church carried out its mission and duty to the members and the world. Because it is our dedication to keeping the church together that reveals what is in our hearts. It reveals our love for the church, which is not a building, but the people who now and shall believe and hope on and in the promises of God. So invite people to church wherever and however the church is meeting. This is not a time to retreat, surrender, and do nothing, but an opportunity to expand and grow the kingdom of God. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the daily Sunday school Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.